Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
They haven't canceled us yet.
I think this is one of our promos, actually. It says, have they canceled us yet? I don't think they have. Well, folks, if you are not familiar, obviously, if you're just first time listening, this is going to be an experience.
Yeah.
Because we don't do the regular mundane, and we'll talk about the stock that happened.
Yeah,
today.
We're not normal.
Somebody says we're abnormal.
Exactly.
You know? But this is Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show on the planet, Anthony.
That's right.
You know, we top flight, like they used to say in Friday. We top flight security. We top flight radio, right? So this is Coffee and Cash Flow. The number to get in on this fun, 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Anthony, we got to just mention all of our wonderful sponsors that keep these lights on and keep us from getting canceled.
That's right.
Instashore.info.
That's right.
Dot info.
Right. Get all your insurance needs taken
care
of.
All of them.
All of them.
Right. Not some. Not a little. All of them.
Medicare, life insurance, health insurance, you name it.
Get it all. Instashore.info. That's nationwide, folks. If you're hearing us, you can get it.
That's right.
Right. We want to thank My Virtual Docs for all of your health care, virtual health care. And Anthony always reminds me,
get that pet care. Dang. You know, it's funny. People will take care of their pet before they take care of themselves.
Wow.
That's the reason why I make sure I mention that. Because people, pets, you know, my wife is emotional over her pet.
Right.
So I can guarantee there's some people out there emotional about their pets.
That's a good point, Anthony. And don't forget, low-cost airlines for the healthcare result. That's why I say healthcare. For the airline travel.
For your holiday travel.
Right. For your holiday travel, you cannot find these rates on those other sites.
Yep.
You got to call them to get those rates. And so you'll hear a little bit from them a little bit later on. And Anthony, we cannot forget the Vet Carolinas. Vet card donations. If you got a car that you no longer drive, been thinking about getting rid of, don't give it away. Give it away to the Vet Car
Service. Do something worthwhile.
1-800, I can't half see today, Anthony, 709-9174. Man,
mm-hmm.
My eyes are really, this is part of when you get older, folks,
yeah.
Your eyes start acting up, right? And Tax Doctor. We cannot forget the Tax Doctor. Anthony, I'm going to have to call this guy at some point myself.
Hey, we both need this guy.
All right, because one beautiful thing about America is you can make all the money you want. If you have a goal, have a system, and you implement that system, you can make the money.
That's true.
But the other part about America,
you got to know how to get those taxes, because the IRS is on you.
IRS, Anthony.
That's right.
IRS is coming.
That three-letter word, they get you.
They should call it stress. I don't even. Anyhow, and we must thank MyPillow.
MyPillow.com.
And that promo code again is?
Coffee, my friend. Coffee.
Matter of fact, you know, because we like them so much, we're going to give them a little bit of a quick plug and listen as you listen to MyPillow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
That's coffee, folks. That's the promo code. Look, Stephen came in here boasting about his sandals that he got from MyPillow, and I haven't received mine. So, you know, Stephen, you got to tell him
what's going on
with that, Stephen.
So there's some perks of being radio show hosts, folks. We get certain gifts from our lovely sponsors and supporters. Sometimes we get them. Well, we get them.
We get them to try them so we can see what it's like.
Right. And so they sent us a pair of some wonderful slip-on sandals, so to speak. And we already had the slippers outrageous. And the sandals. So my wife was talking about a shout-out to the beautiful wives that we have,
right.
Lady and Amelia. We love you guys. And so my wife was telling me, you know, those sandals are really, really comfortable. And my wife is one of those people that, you know, she don't like everything.
Exactly.
Let's put it that way, right? So I'm like, oh,
she's
really?
Spoiled.
And so she's wearing these, and I'm like, well, where are mine? And she's like, oh, they over in the other room. I'm like, you ain't gonna take them out the box and give them. So I put on this. I put them on. I threw the other ones away. I mean, I ain't throw them away, but I'm like, they've been discarded.
Put to the side.
Anthony, huh? When you put your feet in these things, it's like you are walking on sunshine.
Oh.
I mean, it's just a wonderful thing.
You're making me feel bad now. I need my sandals.
They were unbelievable. I mean, that your heel is so support. And I'm not over-exaggerating, folks.
No,
when you
folks.
Put these sandals on, they are tremendous. And I think they have a really good deal right now. So don't forget, when you go to MyPillow.com, put in the promo coffee, you're going to get a really, really special rate, courtesy of Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen and Anthony. We got to get into the show, Anthony, because we're going to do all this talk about promos and promotions. Listen, we're going to get into the cup.
And my cup run it over.
My cup runneth over, Anthony, this wonderful day. And as you guys know, listening to the show now, I always try to come up with these themes for the show. And don't forget to like our Facebook page. We always forget to tell you that. Coffee and Cash Flow on Facebook. Support our sponsors, please. They do a tremendous job out there in the community and helping keep this show on. If you want to keep hearing this show, support them. If you don't, support them anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Right? But we call this particular show Inflation the Nation, a Baby Boomer Dilemma.
Wow.
Inflation may hit Social Security recipients twice. Record high cost of living adjustments is a no-win situation for millions of Social Security recipients. Anthony, with scorching hot inflation is inflicting financial pain on millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessity has squeezed one group in particular. Retirees.
That's right.
Living on a fixed income. Although Social Security recipients receive a cost of living adjustment, or we call it COLA, that is indexed to inflation. The amount of benefits exempted from tax has remained unchanged for decades. So we're talking about since 1984, Anthony, retirees have owed taxes on their benefits. This is a very, very important thing for you guys to know when we're talking about this. If their income, including their Social Security payments, look at how wonderful our Uncle Sam is more than $25,000 if they are single, or $32,000 if they are a married couple. Anthony, I want you to think about that real quick. And then I want to show you something, guys. So individuals who earn more than $34,000 per year, which includes, by the way, half of your Social Security benefit, and ding, your investments, including a municipal bond, including all of your wonderful IRA, your retirement income, all of your real estate interest and dividends, all gets calculated against your lovely Social Security benefit.
Wow. So they don't want you to make any money.
You can't make any money.
Nope.
So think about that one, Anthony. So, and here's the key. If your individuals earn more than $34,000 and couples who earn more than $44,000, listen to this. Your Social Security benefit could be taxed up to 85%.
Are you kidding me? 85%?
85%.
Wow.
So we're not going to give you all the answers to the test. I am also Social Security certified advisor, by the way. Stephen Crawford, yes, another designation, another credential.
Presidential
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Social Security certified in addition to being a certified financial fiduciary. So these are important distinctions when you're talking to an advisor and you're talking to someone who is an assets under management only advisor. They don't think about Social Security, how that can be taxed, how your monies need to be maybe moved into something that's not taxed anymore.
Yes, right.
So you need people like Stephen and Anthony who are holistic planners that look at the overall big picture.
Yeah, not just putting you into some product that we came up with, guys.
Right.
Or, you know, that we make a whole bunch of commission on. Because, see, that's the problem with a lot of you. If you have financial advisors, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, one of the things we talk about here is financial advisors have their purpose and their role in building your your nest egg.
Right.
But at a certain point in time, you have to ask yourself, you know, how much risk are you willing to take? And does the money that you have right now, is it going to last? Do you have some kind of protection on that? Because you insure everything. You insure your house. You insure your car. Do you insure your retirement?
They don't. And they don't tend to. I mean, the people that work with us, they do, because they've gotten smart. And I remember saving a young lady from, well, personally, she listened, so she saved herself. When the market had corrected itself, she moved a great deal of her money to a safe haven, got a big bonus on that money that was immediately available for her, so her income grew, and she only left a certain portion out because, you know, we start talking about the rule of 100 we talked about, and she only lost some money on the outside investment that she kept, but when she did it with me, she didn't lose a penny.
Well, and, you know, this is the other thing, Stephen, and we talk about this all the time. Folks, you need to call us. If you really believe that this market is going to stay the way it is, and which already is showing its signs, and what we're talking about today, inflation, just your money sitting in a unsafe bucket. You know, Stephen usually talks about these buckets. If it's in an unsafe bucket, even in your savings account, it's not safe.
Yeah, because you're not safe from inflation. So
that's
you
right.
have to be able to keep up with the high rising cost of inflation, because experts are now saying that this is the hottest inflation in a generation, could ultimately push more seniors into, guess what, higher tax brackets, which can affect your living, your Social Security benefit, which wasn't taxed. Maybe you were at a place where you weren't making that much income, but now higher inflation could force you to go into a higher tax brackets as a result of what's likely to be a record high cost of living increase. So, yes, we want these COLA indexes and increases, but if they start to go up too high, so let me show you an example of this, Anthony. The Senior Citizen League, which is a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues related to older Americans, estimated last week the COLA could be as high as 10.5%.
Wow.
After June's inflation data showed consumer prices soared 9.1% from the previous year. The fastest year-over-year jump since 1981. Wasn't this Reagan or Carter during that time?
Carter. I can't
remember. Right? An increase of that magnitude would raise the average retiree benefit of $1,668 by $175.10 per month, the group said. This may sound great, but watch this. Should Social Security beneficiaries see a 10.5% increase in their monthly checks next year, it would mark the steepest annual adjustment since 1981, when recipients saw a 11.2% bump. Well, so then that could throw you into the new tax bracket,
mm-hmm.
right? The decade's high benefit increase is not necessarily good news for recipients. It could push many into what we just said,
yep.
a higher tax bracket, meaning retirees will pay more taxes on a bigger share of their monthly payments, which is Mary Johnson, is a policy analyst at the Senior Citizen League who conducted the analysis. Anthony, inflation the nation. There's a lot more here to this, so let's read a little bit more of this. It says some seniors may never have owed taxes. Whoa, is this article speaking for me, Anthony? Because I'm like, I haven't even read this yet, and I've already said this, right? But it's likely to change when they file your tax returns next year. In fact, watch this. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated the share of Social Security benefit subject to tax could grow by 10% this year and another 10% in 2023. In all, total income taxes paid on that money is projected to climb by, look at that number, Anthony, 37% this year.
Hmm.
So on top of that, Social Security Trust Fund is estimated to receive more than $45 billion from taxing benefits, good old Uncle Sam, in 2022, a major increase from 2021, when it raked in about $34.5 billion. So, Anthony.
Do you notice a trend, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you get down.
No. I'm going to read this last thing, and
yeah,
I want you to take over. So, higher monthly income could also reduce, listen to this one, seniors' eligibility for low-income programs like SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, i.e. food stamps. Johnson said these are income-based programs. Most, if not all of them, are easily administered through the states. If we're forecasting a COLA that's close to 9 or 10%, yes, of course, that's going to affect not only your eligibility for low-income benefits, it's going to for everyone else, for people who don't even get the benefits.
Mm.
Please interject, Anthony.
Well, yeah, I wanted you to get down to that last.
I'm sorry.
Let's get him that last one.
Okay, this last one. The average benefit in 2022 jumped by 5.9%, which amounted to a monthly increase of $92 for the average retired American, bringing the full amount to $1,657. The Social Security Administration announced last year, soaring. You heard? You see how I did that, guys?
That's where I wanted you to get to.
Soaring inflation has already eroded the entirety of the increase. Mm-hmm. However, with recipients losing 40% of their buying power since 2000, according to calculations by the Senior Citizens League. And they have a list here, Anthony. You see that list of what shows
that chart.
That chart that shows, but you guys can't see it. I'm not going to sit here and read this whole chart.
Sure. Just do 1980 and
1980 was 14.3%. And what else? And look at 1981, 11.2. And when you look at January 2020, look at the difference, 1.6%.
Oh, yeah. So let me tell you what's going on here, folks. And this is the key that Stephen's talking about, is this inflation. These numbers, the COLA matches the inflation. It's an inflation adjustment.
Right.
Well, here's the problem. While they're adjusting for inflation for your retirement, they're not adjusting the taxable rates that you come in.
Right.
So they may give you, here's the fact, inflation's working for you and against you all at the same time.
That's right.
Since 1981, and I can tell you right now, I'm not an expert. I'm not a, Stephen calls me Nostradamus, but I'm going to tell you something. I predict before the end of the year, we can see a 12-point inflation rate. What does that mean? That means the government could raise your Social Security by 12%, but inflation still is eating away your money. But not only that, now, because you're getting a higher retirement amount, you're now getting taxed higher. So you're losing money on both sides. You're getting taxed higher because it's the funniest thing is when you go into a dollar over what the government considers to be a higher tax bracket, you're getting taxed at a higher tax bracket, whether you're bringing in that much money or not. So the problem here is you're getting dinged twice by the government.
Dinged twice by the government. Listen, folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. Anthony summed that up very, very well. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with Mocha Minute and some of the other good stuff that we talk about, like your retirement coffee break with Stephen and Anthony, which is going to kind of segue in together in this particular show with Anthony's Your Coffee, More Coffee, Please, with Anthony, that kind of highlights a lot of our healthcare issues. We've got a big conversation about long-term care and the options with long-term care. So you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in America and the world, Craig.
That's right.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you looking for today's best virtual healthcare solutions? Then look no further than myvirtualdocs.com. Right now, get unlimited virtual and urgent care, unlimited mental health, a free pharmacy program that covers medications like diabetes and more, plus a wellness app that pays you to work out. That's myvirtualdocs.com. It's affordable for organizations and their families. Let our network of experienced medical professionals put your healthcare over big profits. That's myvirtualdocs.com. Healthcare whenever, wherever.
And we're back.
We are back.
Anthony, I think Inflation the Nation is, I sound like a show, right? So
it probably is.
Somebody will come up with it and they won't give us credit for it like they tend to do. But Anthony, I want to go right into the Mocha Minute. I still don't have my sound. But, you know, you guys know.
Beep, 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 beep.
There you go.
I'll do it for you this time.
Right. So we want to go right into it, though. Layoffs, the latest. Mm. Companies are making cuts. Announcements of layoffs, hiring freezes, and rescinded job offers have ruled the tech industry and startup community for several months. Now, companies across multiple sectors are making staff cuts as executives worry about a possible recession and weigh all manner of adverse near-term effects on their businesses. Despite those mounting signs of economic trouble, CNBC notes that overall employer demand for workers remain extremely high and that layoffs are near historical lows, according to CNBC. This year, layoff has ushered in a new trend, reports the Wall Street Journal, announcing a job loss on social media. The reason is twofold: to share about the experience and also to network with recruiters. Not a bad idea, I guess. What else it says here? Some tips for navigating your career during uncertain times can be found. This article was found on LinkedIn. I'm not going to go through all these tips. You guys can kind of go take a look at it. It was an article on LinkedIn. Firms that have announced layoffs. These are these people that have announced layoffs. If wearable tech maker Whoop, there it is, I guess, is laying off 15% of its 630-person workforce, while rowing tech company Hydro is cutting 35% of its staff. Both companies are based in Boston. Not going to read all of these, but food tech startup Lunchbox has laid off 33% of its workforce, so you don't need a Lunchbox no more, I guess.
Nope.
7-Eleven has laid off around 880 corporate employees after its $21 billion acquisition of Speedway. I didn't realize they bought Speedway.
I didn't know that either. Good to know.
So they have the money to buy another franchise, but they cut the corporate employees, 880 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ford plans to cut as many as 8,000 jobs. Now, Anthony, you're coming from the Michigan area by way of Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
You know a lot about, obviously, Ford. And it says mostly in its gas-fueled vision vehicle division, according to Bloomberg, has cited an anonymous source. So that's interesting. A lot of these companies are getting rid of. There's anything else on there you think you see, Anthony? I'm going to go ahead and skip past it.
No, go ahead.
Well, they're obviously back to LinkedIn. It says members have posted about being laid off this week at an online pharmacy, Capsule, a New York City-based tech unicorn, Michigan-based, there's Michigan again,
mm-hmm.
internet security firm, CNS, Utah-based Traeger Grills, online banker, Varo, I've heard of Varo, digital collaboration startup, Mural, AI sales platform, People AI, and hiring platform, Workstream, which are all based in San Francisco. I thought San Francisco was the place to be.
Mm.
Maybe that was Beverly Hills. Other companies making layoffs this month. Wireless giant T-Mobile. T-Mobile's laying people off. Supply chain tech platform Project 44 and Seattle real estate startup Fly Homes and Near Intelligence, Inc. So, Anthony, there's a lot of cuts here happening.
And it's going to be a lot more cuts. One of the, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, what we see is this recession is going to cause. People don't think, we're already starting a recession, by the way. We're already mm-hmm. in the process of a recession. And we're having those deals with Ukraine and Russia with the grain. So we haven't seen, you know, the true impact
of it yet.
Mm. And it's gradually getting there, and most people ignore it because they think, well, it's just Ukraine and Russia. But grain and different things that affect the economy, oil and all these different natural resources are being impacted here. And so what do you expect to happen? I'm telling you, one of the things that you brought up, these job layoffs, the housing market is going the opposite way. And there's going to be lots of inventory.
Mm.
On the market. So if you have a chance to sell your house and get some money out of it so that you can be cash rich, because like I said, once the recession starts, people won't be able to afford loans because the Fed's about to raise the interest rate again. We're about to have another hike.
There's a lot of layoffs. I mean, I'm looking at some of these layoffs.
Oh, that makes it worse for the economy.
Yeah, look at this one, and this is... Speaking of housing market, Anthony just is perfect assist, like he's like magic, and I'm Kareem at this point. It looks like online mortgage banker Loan Depot
mm-hmm.
is laying off about 4,800 employees this year, which is
yes,
a 42% cut to its workforce.
That's a sign of this yeah. recession, because they know that they're not going to be able to meet mortgage loans.
Obligation, yeah. That's a good point, Anthony.
See, nobody wants a repeat of 2008.
Mm-mm.
So what they're doing now is they're shedding off all of the extra baggage so that they can run lean during this recession.
Well, here's another one that's a big layoff, Anthony. Video game retailer GameStop. You mean to tell me GameStop is like a pawnbroker? I'm sorry. I mean, when you go in there and you come in with a, hey, I got this PS4.
Yeah.
Just bought it a month or two ago. I've only played it a couple of times. And you know you probably paid, who knows what they pay for these video games.
Sure.
It's like $700, something crazy people paying. Let's take a look at it. I will give you $30.
Yeah.
And they letting, and you laying off people? Are you kidding me? And lastly, Anthony, we'll go on to the next segment. Twitter laid off about one-third of its talent acquisition team. Do you? That's a lot of people, one-third of their talent acquisition team. Wow. Well, that's another one. So that's some interesting stuff. And there's a lot more there. Brokers from Redfin and Compass. Crypto, what? Hold on. There's more. Cryptocurrency exchange platform, Coinbase, Gemini, social audio platform, Clubhouse. There's just all kinds of layoffs happening.
All of them. And what do you think? These layoffs affect the economy.
Yep.
People are not spending money. They're not going to spend money. So there's going to be a lot of store closings that you're going to start seeing here, because it's not just these layoffs. When you start seeing companies start laying off people, they're going to be brick and mortar places that are going to shut their doors.
That's absolutely true. And so another issue that we're seeing, it says overcome, this is a part of the overcome ageism while job searching. So ageism is an unfortunate reality in the world of work. Everyone has a responsibility to reduce the systemic barriers that pop up in the workforce as people get older. It's also important to give people tools to help combat ageism while looking for work. Now, you guys are not aware what ageism is. It is what it is. As the older someone gets, the less likely someone wants to hire him. And it's unfortunate, but sometimes you understand they have to now bring in benefits, and the older the person is, those benefits become more expensive for that employer to be able to offer them benefits because, you know, the older you get, the more health issues you tend to have. But we even got solutions for that, Anthony, which you are already aware of. We've got the same rates nationwide with an organization that we work through that Anthony's able to give you as well with an association rate plan. Same rates across the country. So that's one of the biggest. So focus, here are a couple of them according to Get Hired. Focus on how your experience can help potential employers solve their problems. Staying up to date on industry trends, technology, and best practices. Tailoring your work history to present a cohesive career story to a potential employers. If it works, let me know.
Well, the other thing that, and naturally, of course, Corona has affected everything.
Right.
Corona has been the signal and the excuse for what we see today.
My Corona, is that? No, that's another one. That's
yeah. But it is the problem, is that workers now have to get adjusted to now working remotely. And we had talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are these layoffs looking at the recession, but they're using Corona as an excuse to lay off employees. And also it's using it as an excuse to get workers to work remotely.
Mm.
So if you don't have your remote skills. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot to unpack when it comes down to this stuff here.
And it's funny because you say Work RX, find your office Betsy. This is the other article that it kind of ties right into that. There are besties and there are work besties. Both are deeply important to our overall well-being. For those who are mid-career, you can probably think of a few or several work besties who help steer you on the path you're on today. If you're starting your career fresh and largely remote, you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to forge strong ties with colleagues, write the New York Times. Even if it's by way of Zoom, Slack, Teams, rinse and repeat. These friendships can boost productivity and morale, and they're just good for business. Anthony, I am on Zoom several times every week.
Absolutely.
And we have forged relationships with people across the country that I have never met. Yeah. And I consider these people friends.
Well, and again, this is the generation that we're in. And so, you know, like I says, these are the things they're using Corona as an excuse to trim the workplace. So if your skill set's not in there and using Zoom, you better get accustomed to it.
You better get accustomed to it. If you're in the financial industry, Zoom became our friend. Me and Anthony, we actually used to do coffee and cash flow through, it was Zoom, and then you used the other place. What was that other source you used to use? It was, I can't remember the name of that other platform, but Anthony used to use it. You found it first. You always,
I
can't remember what it is. Okay, Anthony, here's the other one.
I just turned 50, so.
Oh, that's right. 2030.
This has everything to do with 2030, too.
You see what I'm about to
Don't get me started, Steve.
Monkeypox, a global health emergency.
Yes.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, and we said the WHO, mm-hmm. not the band, but the WHO, the other WHO, not yep. who's on first, but the WHO, the World Health Organization, has declared monkeypox.
His country,
country, right? A public health emergency of international concern. The last time the WHO declared a global health emergency was January 2020 as cases percolated in the earlier days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cases are beginning to rise globally, so the declaration of a public health emergency should mobilize resources to contain the transmission of monkeypox. Global experts told the Wall Street Journal the U.S. has so far reported more than 2,800 cases, mostly among men. Monkeypox is unlikely, though, to disrupt international trade or travel right now. The WHO Director General, Dr. Tedros, I am not even trying. He's just going to get the first name. Anthony, another one, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Agenda 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to take another quick commercial break. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. That almost got me kicked off the air. I almost said it. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Steven.
And Anthony.
I got some energy all of a sudden. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-817-1452. 800-817-1452. That's 800-817-1452.
And we're back.
Yes, sir.
Anthony, monkeypox, Biggie and Tupac. It's just another one coming and another one and another one. And it's just how are these things getting out? Is my question.
See, Steven, you can't get me. You cannot just toss me these fireballs, okay? Because you know they cause problems. And yeah. when they get me started, especially since I woke up this morning and
there is a lot of vision.
Oh, let me tell you something. You guys don't know it. A lot of the stuff that I get revealed, you know, it happens in dreams and visions.
That's how the prophets got it.
How they get it. Yeah. But I'm telling you, this whole monkeypox thing is the same as coronavirus. It's all an excuse to get power and control. Monkeypox and all the new stuff you're going to start seeing coming out, like Stephen rightfully said, probably every month you'll start seeing a new virus pop out. It has everything to do with control.
Mm.
And, you know, by the way, Stephen, you talked about inflation being hot.
Oh, and well, our president has COVID again, or has it, I believe.
Yeah, he has COVID. So,
and so does the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah, and Trudeau. So does Joe Manchin. Mm-hmm. And let me
speedy
tell you,
recovery for those folks, by the way.
That's right. We're not wishing anything.
No.
But listen, let me tell you something. These viruses, and I always say this, COVID-19 was a practice run.
Mm.
It is a practice run. What we're getting ready to see come up, and most of you don't know, when we talk about the WHO, and this is just political talk right now, the WHO is trying to find a way around our Constitution.
Mm.
America is the last holdout. You know, people say burn the Constitution and get rid of it, rewrite it. It's not good. All of that's a distraction. The real control is going to happen because the UN and this government is going to give them control. All of these cases that are coming down the Supreme Court, I don't know if you noticed this, Stephen, but every step of the way, the Congress and the president has been trying to find a way to get around it, make some kind of an appeasement. And so it's not an attack on whatever the issue is. The issues are political, but because it's in the court is the last stop. That's the last stop in this country, to stop the government from tyranny.
Mm.
And right now, this government, this current government, is looking at doing what they can to overturn whatever the Supreme Court has done. Just that's just a clue, folks. I'm sorry, that's I won't go any deeper for you.
And speaking of a segue with COVID-19 and monkeypox and whatever else they can come up with, banana pox and,
yep,
you know, and Cheerios and Heroes pox and everything else that'll come out. And we're not making light of anyone that has experienced this. So we've all seen, you know, family and losses and things of that nature. And we've also heard about the adverse reaction to certain aspects of things and people who have lost their loved ones to certain things and certain things. So that doesn't get reported, but we're not going to talk about that right now. We want to talk about making sure you understand in your retirement, your coffee break with Stephen and Anthony, about how hybrid life insurance can actually pay for long-term care. As we get older and we start dealing with all of these various different viruses and issues that have come out of thin air, it seems, or laboratories, we are faced with our mortality, right? And so hybrid life insurance, which is probably a concept that many people have said, what are you talking about? What is that, Anthony? What is a hybrid life insurance called? How does that pay for long-term care? Well, there's a good chance you're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you live and people are still living.
Yep.
Even in spite of things that have happened.
That's right.
But if you're like many Americans, you likely don't have a plan to pay for this. So I kind of told you guys earlier that this is going to sort of be a combined your retirement coffee break with More Coffee, Please, with Anthony, because we're in a conversation that is sort of in the middle, right? And so we want to make sure you guys are aware of this. But Anthony, according to LIMRA, an industry funded financial service research group, that worry has grown from 12% in 2019, listen to this number, to 37% in 2021. What happened between 2019 and 2021?
I wonder.
Somebody
had a bear.
Somebody had a bear. Right. So according to the study, and if you guys don't know, 2020 is what happened.
That's exactly
right?
So.
Right. So according to the study, 6 in 10 Americans would consider a combination life insurance policy. A life insurance policy with a long-term care component, although about half of adults turning age 65 today will develop a disability. That is a serious enough to require assistance with daily activities of living. Only 11% have long-term care insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That will help pay for the cost of care, according to the Urban Institute. And this is a big, big deal, and I want you to interject whenever you feel, because I think we're going to, like I said, this is the combo of our sort of super combining these segments together. Other people don't recognize the need for this sort of coverage because they underestimate the cost of care. I want to go into the cost of care, and then I want you to chime in.
Sure.
And they mistakenly assume that Medicare and health insurance will cover long-term care. Anthony, let me show you something. Long-term care costs are expenses. Insurer Genworth 2021 cost of care survey estimated the median monthly cost for care in multiple locations across the U.S. Watch this. In-home care, homemaker service, $4,957 a month. That's the median cost. Anthony, I don't know that Medicare is paying any of that.
No, they're not.
Right? In-home care, home health aid, $5,148.
Mm-hmm.
Adult day health care, $1,690. Assisted living facility, $4,500. Nursing home, semi-private room is $7,900. I'm in the wrong business. Nursing home, private room, $9,000. Anthony.
Stephen, and these are all, what you just said, dollar figures that people have not calculated because they don't realize. When we talked about the last time about healthcare costs in your retirement ages are going to be double and triple, you don't realize you have to start planning today. And so what Stephen's also bringing up, and I haven't heard of the hybrid with the ones with a long term, but we sell products that have living benefits.
Yeah, we've got a good one that does have a hybrid product that people can use, life insurance. There's a return of premium to this, so we're going to kind of give you some of the answers to the test. There's a return of premium with this particular policy after maybe, I think it's maybe 3 or 4 years, you can get your money back. But it also has a death benefit. So long-term care doesn't have a death benefit, right?
No,
so
it
doesn't. As simple as you use it for this, it'll pay for in-home. And the importance is you can have someone come into your home so you don't have to be uprooted. And also when you think about it, Anthony, you don't have to have someone who's not equipped. Like, think about our children who have to take care. They're not equipped.
Nope, they're not. That's not their job.
It's not their job.
And they've got their life to take care of.
And that's a big, big thing, Anthony. So I wanted you to continue, but I want to read something here. So there's a company called Alterum, a nonprofit consulting and research organization. Listen to this number. Estimated that more than half of Americans entering their twilight years will need long-term care, averaging $266,000 per person for about 2 years for self-care disability.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, guess what the government can do, Anthony? I know you know this very well. They can start to look at all of your assets.
Yep.
And start making you spend down.
Yep.
In order to take care of you.
Well, you know, Stephen, let me also say this. Most people don't know that there are creative products to put your money into that'll keep the government, Uncle Sam, out of your pocket. There's a product that I have right now, and I've talked to Stephen about this a long time. I'm not going to mention it on the air here. But there is a product like an HSA where you can double your money within 3 years. Whatever money you put into it.
Oh, wow.
You can double your money within 3 years and have that money for any health care issue, even cosmetic.
Oh, yeah. I remember that company. You were telling me about that. Yeah, that's a pretty good product. Yeah, that's a good product.
And so one of the things that actually I wanted to talk to you guys about on the show today was, you know, being able to find ways to make your money grow so that you don't have to really get into that. Employers now can get the same product and offer it to their employees. And check this out.
That's a great product.
The money they give to their employees for this product, their employees gets that double money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's transferable to any employer.
Yep.
So, you know, again, these are the things that we need to be, because right now everybody's looking for Medicare for all. See, what most people don't understand, Medicare for all doesn't work for everybody. And the government's not going to pay for all your medical expenses. Mm-mm. Never will happen, because there will always be private care. Like, for instance, again, I'm going to use myself. I'm dealing with kidney situations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? There's a device that is out there for kidney disease that the government hasn't allowed into this country.
Mm.
So that means I have to, for me to go get treatment with this product, that let me be 100% clear with you guys. Kidney disease affects 20 million Americans, and it's growing. Kidney disease is growing.
Right.
You have dialysis centers that are popping up all over the place. Why? There are doctors who would rather do a transfer, cut out their kidney and throw it away and get you do. Well, all of these things are costly to you. Going on dialysis is what, 3 times a week, 3 hours a day? What kind of life is that? So when you talk about alternative medicine, you would think that this country would be the leading. They always say we're the lead in all these other things. But this medical device created overseas is available, but they refuse to allow it into this country. And in fact, the company told me that I can go to Canada.
Wow.
Or I can go to Germany, or I can go, they can sell it in every other country except the U.S.
Anthony, this is such an important segment that this show, when it comes to this, because we have a lot of people that are, you know, that are average listener, I think is close to 60 years old that listens to our show, 55 plus. And so this is a segment or a conversation. By the way, the average self-care, as far as someone being any needing long-term care assistance is 3.9 years.
Yes.
So you're not talking about a lot of years. And Medicare only pays for short stays in skilled nursing facilities.
So you need money outside of Medicare.
You need money outside of Medicare. So, folks, this is we're going to have to go take a correction.
We're going to have to get my phone number.
We got to get my phone number because that. But we got to definitely give them that. So, folks, 1-800-306-5086. I'm going to say that again slowly. 1-800-306-5086. If you want to learn about this long-term care hybrid life insurance policy that we talked about, you want to learn about what Anthony mentioned about the product that you that triples itself over a period of year, 10 years. There are resources. We are a resource, and we're here to help you. But you have to get out of the traditional mindset that you've been programmed.
Yep.
I'm going to use that word again. You've been programmed to believe.
That's right.
We understand. This is why we're retirement income distribution specialists or we're healthcare specialists, because that's what's going to matter. Your investment. So what happens if you're if all of your money is an investment, right? And the market has done what it's done recently. And you're needing this money to help take care of you.
Yep.
But you no longer have that, and you got to wait for it to come back. You cannot play Russian roulette with your retirement.
That's right. And with your life.
With your life, really. Right. Anthony, so make sure you give us a call, 1-800-306-5086. Also, always remember, guys, for the first 10 callers that do call us that want to know about this or want to look at a retirement income gap analysis, we will personally do one for you for the first 10 callers who have more than $400,000 saved in their retirement. If you have a little less than that, we might let you in if you call, Anthony. But $400,000 or more saved for your retirement, we will help you sit down. It's a no-obligation conversation. We will also include the movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, that is sweeping the nation that you should hear about. Anthony, this show is flying.
Yeah, it's flying. I got one more thing, too, and I know we only got a few minutes. But with this also plan, I was just talking about doubling your money within 3 years. You can also, there's a pet plan.
Oh.
And you hear me always, there is a pet plan. So you can actually cut, because people invest in their pets. And why not double the money that you put in so that in case your pet needs some surgery or whatever it is down the line, that you've got that covered too.
Yeah, this hybrid program is really, really fascinating. There's different ways to do it. You can do a lump sum payment. Some people can do monthly. You can do an annual district combination. But it is really designed for a single payment. That way you don't have to worry about it. But there is a return of premium after a few years. You can get all your money back if you haven't used it. So, and it compounds, Anthony.
That's it.
That's the other thing. It compounds the benefit the longer you're not using it. So that benefit's going to grow every year.
That, and that's, look, guys, we can't give you specifics on some of these products on the air. And that's the reason why we want you to call. We want you to call in. Because we want to talk to you personally about your own personal situation.
That's right, folks. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, 1-800-306-5086. Don't forget our sponsors. We're going to come right back with a commercial break. MyPillow.com. Don't forget promo code COFFEE. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car, in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, this show has been flying by, as we always do. We really appreciate you folks for listening to the show. Please support our sponsors again, MyPillow.com, Como, is that Como. Promo code coffee, and our tax doctor. We appreciate the, veteran card donations.
Yeah.
And don't forget the
Discount Airlines
as well. And My Virtual Docs and Instashore.info for all of your insurance needs. Anthony, we're going to go right into real quickly. I'm going to go over real quickly. Sports Bucks. Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals just signed a ridiculous contract to play football. He just signed a 5-year, $230.5 million deal.
That's a bribe.
That includes $160 million guaranteed.
Wow.
It makes him the second highest paid quarterback, averaging $46.1 million per year to play football.
And who's the number one?
Number one, who's number one? I just saw it recently, but now I can't remember who it is.
Okay.
I'll come back to it. Lastly, Anthony, we've got to go into our what's in your cup. We've got to get a little humor in here today. Anthony, I don't know if you recall. Now we've got a little bit more time than I thought. Sports Bucks, I do want to also comment on, if you guys were watching the NBA Finals, Andrew Wiggins, a young gentleman that's from Canada, who just won an NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors, was pressured into getting vaccinated before the start of the NBA season. He did not want to do it.
Mm.
He recently came out and said, I did it, and I was an all-star this year and a champion, so that was the good part. Just not missing out on the year, the best year of my career. But for my body, I just don't like putting all that stuff in my body, so I didn't like that. And I didn't like that it wasn't my choice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that it was either get this or don't play.
Wow.
That sounds real
familiar.
And democratic, huh?
Yeah.
Speaking of democracy, and someone who sort of helped to usher this in, the latest What's in Your Cup winner
okay.
happens to be a person that we hope will speedily get over his issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to play you this clip. Hopefully you folks can hear it. And it's our president.
So, end of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it. For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
Consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it. For the last time, anything you put on that
proper. Yes, yes.
So.
Our commander in repeat.
Our commander in repeat is the new winner of What's in your cup. And apparently it's reading the entire teleprompter.
That's it.
And that clip.
He reads the teleprompter.
He reads the teleprompter, folks. So, and that was someone put this on Twitter. And sort of shared this with him, we're just proving certain things that we've been seeing, and hopefully we can get some level of comprehension.
There's no hope. I'm sorry. There's no hope. 25th Amendment's about to be called, and he's not running in 2024. I'm just letting you know right now. That's just my opinion.
Well,
Steve is looking like, whoa. This was a loaded show, y'all.
Fully loaded. And we hope that this one might get us canceled.
So,
so if you don't hear us next week, you'll know why.
Exactly.
Anthony, you any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Well, definitely. You know, the biggest thing is we want folks to be aware of what's going on. We are in a recession. Mm. All these layoffs, all these things. If you're not protected, if your finances are not protected, you need to start doing something. And, guys, we don't sit here every day just to really entertain ourselves. We want you to be entertained, but we want you to also be educated.
And I'll leave you with this one. Most people don't really want the truth. They just want the constant reassurance that what they believe is the truth.
Wow.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.
See ya.